Listen, dear brothers, you all aware, we are coming to the end of the month of Ramadan. Approximately 1 week is left. When you hear this, some joy comes in the heart also. Next week will be Eden. But together we're there to take our own hisab. Already so many nights have passed in the month of Ramadan, what have I achieved? Sit down and to take hisab kitab and record. Hasibu qabla an tuhasabu. We take our hisab accountability before our accountability is taken. Before we will find on the hearse it was written, you perform your salah before your salah is performed. Perform your salah before your salah is performed. Start becoming pardon and punctual with your salah. Because one day your salatul janazah will be performed. There has to be hisab kitab in any organization, any institution. We know there's no hisab kitab, there's no accountability, then everything is very loose. And it doesn't survive the test of time. In the same way, we have to take our own hisab kitab. And sometimes the nafs, the mindset is such, I will tell ourselves, I'm okay. I'm making it. So far, I read so much Quran Sharif, and so much salah I have read, and I kept roza already, alhamdulillah, I'm sitting in itikaf, or whatever it may be, I went for umrah. And the nafs now has plenty of anesthetic ointment to make us feel nice. I'm okay, everything's all right. But the reality is, whether I fulfill the criteria, the shurut, preconditions to gain and to win the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So that what I want to do, therefore I feel I'm comfortable, is my Allah happy with me? Does my Allah want it like that? Because the first fikr, the first concern for any believer, is first of all for me to do the action. That concern has to come that I'm doing the action because of the command of Allah, after the month of Ramadan, to have this consciousness. Part of taqwa is to have this consciousness, to have the consciousness of the fear of Allah. That I become conscious, like how we are conscious right now. That we are careful when we are making wudu. When we gargle the mouth, tilka hududullah, Allah has limits, don't go near it, don't gargle too much. Even in farz ghusl also, if you don't gargle, water might slip down, my fast will break. So consciousness is in a high right now. Sometimes you slip up, insan is made from nisyan and forgetfulness. But we are conscious right now. The food is dead now, it is there, a few minutes left for azan, but I'm conscious right now. I can't eat. For this consciousness has become alive within me. For this to continue after the month of Ramadan, to be conscious of Allah. Just as I'm conscious right now, I cannot eat and drink, I can't go near to my wife, I can't be intimate with her. In the same way now, in all the commands of Allah, I become conscious right now. What is the command of Allah that is addressed to me at this given moment? So the first fikr, the first concern is to remain conscious of Allah and the commands of Allah. Our lives revolve around the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In all the branches of deen, and we are mentioning them every day. Whether imaniyat, what is the command of Allah right now? How should I believe in Allah? To what extent? And how do I believe in Allah in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Remove the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then we will go into bid'at innovations. Therefore, this is a red line. The red line, this is a permissible line, that this is a sunnah, we live within the sunnah. So there's a balance between ilm and dhikr, only knowledge. And no remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only knowledge, they will do the amal, but no ruhani, no spirituality, is a dead amal. And do it only with the love of Allah, consciousness of Allah, but no knowledge, you're going to be that. So our deen is wasata, ummatun wasatan. So you have moderate, you take the middle path. But the fikr comes in the heart, what is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now, every given moment of my life, I don't become negligent, unmindful, and fall into a ghaflat. So Ramadan, we all on a high right now. So how for this to continue after the month of Ramadan? That I'm conscious also in my busy schedule, within my business. To the extent of ulama, see, even the ustaz that is teaching kitabs, is teaching about sharia and deen. But then to desert the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's forgotten. He becomes academic. Goes into all the ishtilafat and all the discussions upon discussions upon discussions to the extent that he feels that I am talented. As you say, I am sharp. I know my work. But where did it come from? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in deen also. So the first fikr, the first concern is to remain conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the fikr comes, that what is the command of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second fikr is now to do the action. To do the action at the correct time in the correct manner. One is just to do, I'm fasting right now. What kind of fast? The basic fast means to abstain from eating, drinking, intimacy with one's wife. That is just the basic fast. The real fast is now to fast with the eyes also. But if I can refrain from eating and drinking, which are necessities, now to fast with the eyes, I don't look at those things which Allah has made haram for me. I don't look at those things that are haram. What is ghair mahram, women who are haram for me to look at, whether it be the cell phone, whether it be live, and then to look at other people's wealth also in desire, not permissible. To look at the wealth of others and desire with the heart. Then jealousy comes within the heart. Why does he have? I should have it, he shouldn't have it. Just because of the eyes. That person is so talented, why is he so talented? Then we wish harm for him. All because of the eyes. So not to look at other people also. But my eyes, the eyes of my heart, are focused upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made the dua. Allah, I want to see you. I want to perceive you. But Allah said, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, is that possible? Is that possible for you to see me? But if you look at the mountain, one flash of the tajalli and nur of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that entire mountain completely broke to smithereens. And that to every portion of it was full of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how to have this within our hearts to do the action correctly, to do the amal and to do the amal correctly, whether it's fasting, whether it's our salah. And this is very important, I'm doing the amal correctly. To learn iman, to learn ibadat, then to learn akhlaq and character, to learn how to social interact with people, social interaction, and business dealings. Am I doing it correctly? Now to do it in a correct manner that is acceptable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I can get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it comes to my ghusl and wudu, I had a ghusl. Was it according to sunnah? Did I make wudu first? Use my private areas? Then make public wudu? Use the miswak also? Then to wash the right, then the left, 3 times in the entire body? But you'll use the term, I made ghusl. Was it a sunnah ghusl? I had shikr on the day of Jummah to have a bath, I have to make a ghusl, half a ghusl. But was it according to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I made wudu. Was it according to sunnah? Was it israf in the water? I wasted so much of water making wudu. And then during wudu also talking. So I did the amal, but didn't fulfill the criteria. And years are carrying on right now. And then I asked myself, well, why am I not coming right? Ramadan upon Ramadan, how come I don't feel close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's no barrier from Allah, the barrier is me. So become conscious, I'm doing the amal, I'm doing the action, am I doing it correctly? Wudu, whether it's correct, miswak I'm using also, all the sunnahs in wudu, in ghusl, in my taharat. I'm coming to the masjid, and my first step in the masjid also, is it correct? I entered the house of Allah with the right foot. Allah says, oh, enter the house of Allah with the right foot. But I entered with the right foot. And then all the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now I am welcome. Now you came in a proper manner to the house of Allah. What will be read right now? How to present ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you go for a function, they have the also dress code formal. Sometimes different da'was, they have dress code. Our dress code is one sunnah tariqah. If you don't dress accordingly, you go for the nikah, you're wearing bermudas, wearing one vest, they say, by where you came? You're not welcome here. This is walima, da'wah. The house of Allah, how am I dressed to present myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? At least carry a kurta in the car, in the boot, and present myself to my Creator. How He wants to see me right now. So one is to do the action, then to do it correctly in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm performing my salah. I'm performing my salah in the Hanafi mazhab, to perform my salah correctly. Shafi'i mazhab, they have their rules, how to tie their hands, how to tie it correctly. Raful yadin. How far apart the feet should be. But the Hanafis, how they should be standing also. What is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Then my salah is accepted by Allah. Otherwise, still now, if I ask myself when I stand my own style. How my feet is, and how my hands are tied. Did I learn the sunnah to you of standing before Allah? That this adat and this habit of standing, standing is a habit also, we stand as a habit, we stand up. So that habit of standing, that's your habit. It doesn't qualify, it's adat of standing, the habit of standing, it doesn't qualify as an ibadat. There's a different way to stand for Allah. Am I standing correctly for Allah right now? So that now, naturally how I stand, Allah wants you to stand like that. If you leave it naturally in everything, then eat as you want to eat naturally. Then we can imagine the Dastar Khan. What will happen to the Sufra? It'll be like a war zone. There's no limitations. Eat how you want, mess the place up, drop food, don't pick it up, no Bismillah. This is how we eat. But no, there's a way how to eat. We got so much of fikr for the food and concern for the food. Now the concern is how to consume it correctly to be rewarded. What is sunnah way to eat? Because I'll eat with my whole hand. Sunnah way, eat with three fingers. How to lick the fingers, the sunnah method. How to drink water, the sunnah way. Because you know ourselves, if it's left in a natural, normal way, as I would like to drink, and the time we study, I'm very thirsty. Then if you leave someone to drink in his natural, normal way, that half liter, 1 liter will be one gulp. And he can't stop. But sunnah way, three sips, three breaths. Take it easy. Now you are rewarded for your drinking. So one is the fikr to do, the concern to do the action. Then to do the action correctly. Now with the fasting also to do it correctly. The fasting of my eyes, the fasting of the ears, what I'm hearing, what I'm speaking, what I'm thinking also. But during my fasting period also, most of the time my heart is thinking of Allah. My heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only a person in salah, and the purpose and maqsad of salah, the goal of salah. وَاقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ لِذِكْرِي Allah says, establish salah for my remembrance. Salah should be for my remembrance. But once I make Allahu Akbar, I remember everything besides Allah. Like how we ask the brothers also, that yesterday is the Zuhur Salah, do you remember what the Imam Sahib read? He says, I can't remember. What Imam Sahib read in Zuhur Namaz. Now he's so out of his mind also, to remind him, by Zuhur Namaz, there's no audible qiraat. Yes, there's no audible qiraat. Imam Sahib, how do you know what he read? So, out of his mind right now, his consciousness and his own perceptions, mind is scattered. So Ramadan is a practice of the mind and the heart also. To connect the heart to Allah, sitting in the house of Allah, whether for Salatul Jumu'ah, whether in i'tikaf, whether the time of iftari also. To what extent is my heart connected to Allah? The one that gave me my heart. Man just got married recently, 6 months, 1 year, and 5 hours went, 4 hours went, then the new bride will send the message. But you have this morning no messages yet. You didn't send any hearts, you didn't send any sweet messages. You forgot me already. You forgot me already. By Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah said, I gave you so much. I gave you sehri, suhoor you had, futoor you had, and you already forgot me. So in the month of Ramadan, how to keep roza of the heart also, fasting of the heart. What's the fasting of the heart? To disconnect from everything besides my Allah. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهَرَ فَلْيَسُمْهُ The person who is present in the month of Ramadan, he should keep the fast of Ramadan. This fasting of just not eating and drinking and non-intimacy is a basic fast. Just for a beginner only. For that little child, you're training him up now. 6, 7 years old, he wants to keep fast. So tell him, you can't eat, you can't drink. So my fast is still about 5, 6 years old. You can imagine now, When it comes to my spirituality, I'm still nabaligh, immature. I'm still giving that fast to the 5-6-year-old. Now to fast check my fast and come on to where I should be. That after the month of Ramadan also my heart is connected to Allah. My heart is connected to Allah and a sign is connected to Allah. Ulama say among the signs that my heart is connected to Allah is that I'm restless. I'm restless to go back to the masjid. I'm restless to wake up at the hajjud. I'm restless, I'm waiting to hold the Quran, the mushaf in my hand. This shows that now I kept a real fast. That now I'm connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all those things that are connected to Allah, my heart is there. To go to the shop, to go to the business, like how we say, to pull him out of the bed. You have to pull him out of his Quran Sharif. Pull him out of his salah. Then how long salah is read now? How much longer? There's time for everything also. There's time for everything. But now I have to pull him out of, like how a person hired a young boy as a porter to carry goods. Hired him to carry goods, and this youngster was a very pious boy. So I hired him, stipulated the amount, and as he was carrying the goods of the person that hired him, and then the young boy heard the azan going. And he told the person that hired him, that please excuse me, although you have hired me, but now my Rabb is calling me. So I will leave your goods here outside the masjid, you may wait for me, and if you wish to cancel the contract also, I don't have a problem. Even if you don't pay me for anything, no problem, but I have to go to Allah right now. So he agreed to it. And he went to perform this salah. And as he started this salah, then the muhabbat and love just came into Josh and force. And now he's in the masjid, and the masjid is empty, everybody is gone, and he's still in the masjid. And the person who hired him is waiting outside for him. Then through the window he shouts out, "Where are you? Why aren't you coming out?" So he says, "The one that has kept you outside is keeping me inside. The one that has kept you outside the masjid is keeping me inside the masjid." He had to pull him out of the masjid. Allah Ta'ala make the time come where we have the same quality also. That I can't leave my Quran Sharif. I can't leave my salah. Two more rakats. Even during Safar also when I'm traveling also, and I have a little bit extra time, I want to read my sunnah. Although salah is half, that is a farz salah. Yes, the sunnats, it's on his place. If a person is in a rush, then he may omit the sunnats. But if you go for a holiday, of a believer means change of ibadat. I have more time. For I will be in Ishraq, in the month of Ramadan is the time to practice his a'mal. Like for today, after Maghrib salah, 6 rakats awabin. The reward Allah will give authentic hadiths that have been narrated. Where a person with 6 rakats of Salatul Awabin after Salatul Maghrib, Allah will give him the reward of 12 years nafil ibadat accepted. Another rewired 50 years sins are forgiven. This is for Awabin. Salatul Ishraq, we know the reward. Allah will give him the reward of complete Hajj and Umrah. Salatul Duha, Shas Namaz, we are in the masjid, do the i'tikaf. That is the sadaqah for all the limbs and joints of the body. Here ulama say you have back pain, has some medical problem. Then what is the cure? Salatul Duha, Shas Namaz. The sadaqah for all the limbs of the body. Arthritis, some nerve pain, Salatul Duha. You have given the zakat of all the limbs of your body. So all these nawafi we have in the day. So the first fikr is to do the amal. Ya Allah, how much more can I do? What am I not doing? Let me start it now. So start searching for the amal, whether it's imaniyat, akhlaq, ibadat, have business dealings, social interaction. To get all of this right, have fikr and concern. I owe somebody money, I have to pay him. I have to pay the person. I took someone's nice inheritance, I haven't given my sisters. I haven't given my brothers. So whatever I have to see in my life, there is no blockage between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So iman, akhlaq, business dealings, all these things have to be correct. So the fikr comes as the concern, then to do the action. Then to do it in a correct manner, and I learned how to do it correctly. Like with the khutbah will start after the sunnats. And many times we find, we speak about the Hanafis. When the Imam will say, "Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi," Therefore, the Hanafis, they're permissible to say anything. The Sa'id al-Imam al-Mimbara, fala salata wala kalam. When the Imam will ascend the Mimbar, there is no talking. There is no talking, there is no salam. And we know the Masail, somebody is making wudu, there is no making salam of him. Azan is going, there is no making salam. Person is eating, there is no making salam. The person who is eating, he can make salam with you. The person who is making wudu, he can make salam with you. But is it wajib for him to respond to you? I have to learn my deen. I have to learn my deen, so I'm doing it correctly. Otherwise, I'm doing so many things, but not correctly. Instead of getting reward, then I am actually getting further away. I'm going to makruhat. So to do the action correctly, Quran tilawat also, whether it's correct or not, this fikr has to come within me. For my dua to be accepted after every far salah, one dua is guaranteed acceptance. After every far salah, and this is called dubara salah. After every salah, one dua guaranteed acceptance. The acceptance of the dua is mawquf and linked, suspended to the validity of the salah. The salah was correct, dua will be accepted. And the salah will be correct when the qiraat is correct. The qiraat is correct, salah will be valid, nice of quality, and he did all the actions according to the faraiz and wajibat. Now he will make dua accepted. Along with consuming halal, there's nothing haram in his life. And then finally, my dear brothers, we come into the end of Ramadan. One is to have this concern that I'm doing it correctly. And then the final figure and concern is, Ya Allah, to preserve the rewards of this amal till the day of Qiyamah. I did the amal. Shouldn't be I do something after that that destroys the effects and rewards of this amal. That's a concern. I fasted in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, Allah gave tawfiq, sat in itikaf, heard the Quran khatam, was there for the night, for odd nights, even nights. But one action I can do after the month of Ramadan, and I lost everything. Huquq al-ibad, the rights of man is very important. The rights of man includes one's wife also, includes one's parents also, includes one's employees also, includes one's musallis in one's area. You also have a right. So these rights, you have to worry about them. It shouldn't be, I have done all the amal. And people say, you are so pious, but people are hurting because of me. So to have this concern, they have to bring all the amal. And on the contrary, ulama say, we have seen many a person who possibly wasn't very pious, wasn't very outwardly pious, but he didn't hurt anyone. He didn't take the right of anyone. Allah gave him a beautiful death. Allah gave him a beautiful death. There were possibly shortcomings in his amal, in his taqwa, in his piety before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But when he came to people, he was compassionate. He fulfilled the rights of people. He went all out to look after people. He made their khidmat. He was there for the people. He helped them. He was kind to them, to family members. He was always out to their knees and taking care of them. Those people you find commonly, ulama say, we found they had a good death and a good mouth. And many people see dreams about them. That now he's in Jannah, she's in Jannah. She fed so many people. He helped so many people. And people's du'as for him, they gave du'as. And the commentary, there were so many examples. In Bani Israel, there was a woman who was very pious. And she had a cat. But she would tie the cat up and never feed the cat till the cat died. Animals are right. Although she was very pious, but because of that cruelty of hers, Allah destined her to the fire of Jahannam. With all her amal, just cruelty to an animal only. And converse, on the contrary, another woman of Bani Israel was a prostitute, selling her body. The worst of actions. In that condition of hers, she sees a dog. And a dog, we use a term, we call somebody also the term, just to belittle him. But she sees this dog, panting, thirsty. And there was water available in the well. She went down with a lot of leather socks. She took out some water, she gave the dog water to drink. In the condition of hers of selling her body, Allah loved that action so much of hers. She gave one dog water to drink, Allah forgave all her sins. Destined her to Jannat. These are rights of animals only. And insan, our musallis, our brothers, our friends, from wherever they may come in the world, whichever country they may come in the world, we don't know on the day of Qiyamah in Jannat who will be above my head. Who will be there? She may be kind to someone, happening so many brothers. So the concern is that these a'mal I have done, Ya Allah, preserve it till the day of Qiyamah. And if I have this concern in me, then I'll tread very, very carefully in my life. These are the limits of Allah, don't go near to them. Don't overstep the line right now. Whether it's insan, whether it's my family members, whether it's the people, whether it's musallis, whether it may be people from other countries also, the eyes of Allah, there's no borders. The eyes of Allah, there's no color. The eyes of Allah, wealth doesn't matter. In the eyes of Allah, is what's in the heart, the taqwa hahuna, taqwa hahuna. Nabi Ali Sallallahu Wasallam said, the taqwa is within the heart. The month of Ramadan, la'allakum tattaqoon. For that, if you become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for me, to come to the end of Ramadan, how much consciousness of Allah has come into my life right now. That now I'm threading with taqwa. To conclude, Ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu mentioned, when he was asked, what is taqwa? What is to be conscious, to be careful? So he says he's walking through a jungle that is full of thorns. A jungle that is full of thorny trees and branches, and there's a small narrow path that is going through the jungle. And the thorny branches are coming onto the path. How will that person walk through the jungle? He'll put his clothes together. He'll cringe himself, hold himself together, and he maneuver very slowly and carefully. My clothes must not get caught by the thorns. So this is taqwa. And every moment is conscious. Because you know, if I just have to become neglectful, unmindful, I'll get caught. My kurta will get stuck, my clothes will get stuck in the thorns. Now to come out from this is very difficult. They say, this is taqwa, which we want in the month of Ramadan. When the moon is sighted, now I'm sitting very carefully. When I go back home, how to talk to my wife, to my children, I have to learn, to my parents, to the boss, to the manager, to my employees. I cannot have this holy and thou attitude that I am more pious than everybody else. I am the worst of the worst. That person is better than me. This is taqwa. I become conscious how to tread, how to drive my car, so road rage, what I'm saying, how I'm speaking. I become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person will have taqwa in his life. What will he get? Nabi Ali salatu salam mentioned Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. Inna awla an-nas bihi. Inna awla an-nas bihi. The closest of people to me will be al-muttaqoon. The closest to me will be those that have taqwa. Haythu ma kanu wa man kanu. Whoever they may be, whatever color, from whichever country, wherever they may be, and whoever they may be, wherever they are, if they have taqwa, they are close to me. Ya Allah Ta'ala, grant us taqwa in the month of Ramadan. After the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, preserve our taqwa and a'mal, and give us tawfiq to make the effort of taqwa also. Fatir al-Dawah, alhamdulillah, ya Allah.